You can take your seat slowly. Because of time is left us. Then we can proceed on. Always ask what concerns God and His creations. Always do what? Always ask what concerns God and His creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right
there is where we've gone. Always do what? Always ask what concerns God and His creations. The heading we've gone on to see. Always do what?
Mbuzenga. Ibiku wataka katonda na obutonde bwe.
Yes.
Tujia kubanga norunaku.
We shall be having a day.
Urukubuza.
Of asking.
Tuina maranga ko mwezinga tetubuzi.
We should not spend a month and we've not asked.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
always do what? Always ask what concerneth God and His creations. It is the heading we are going to see. As I tell you that we shall always have. We shall be asking. Either as we write down those questions, or we ask them in the midst of service. If we are given that chance, it has to be given us always. Always do what? Always ask what concerns God and His creations. You ask them from who? All those who say they are ambassadors of God on this earth. Yes. Yes. Always those who say they are ambassadors of God. They are told to be servants of God. Those you always ask them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Always ask what concerneth God and His creations. You ask them from who? Those who say ambassadors of God on the earth. Those called servants of God on the earth. Those are ones you should always ask. Yes. In the minister going to be answering questions which were asked. Those which were asked on the second heaven at creation, the rim above, where we find four living creatures, a store or space of creations, those given bodies in different generations and the different seasons in heavens and earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I'm going to answer them, it's where I wanted you to understand that always ask what concerns God and His creations. You ask them from who? Ask them to say they are ambassadors of God on the earth. Those called servants of God on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 45, he speaks like this. Isaiah chapter 45, verse
11.
Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. Yes. Thus says the Lord. Yes. Concerning his sons.
Abaana b'obuwala n'obulenzi,
his boy and girl children, in the entire heavens,
and
concerning his works,
tumubuze.
We ask him. Yes. Always you must ask.
Wewe no mwana wa Katonda.
All you child of God.
Now umuntu wa Katonda.
You the person of God.
Now aruozo kubira mwana wa Satan.
You think to be a child of Satan.
Now ubu inokubuza.
You too, you must ask. Ask Satan where he was when heaven and earth were being created. Also ask your end with your Satan. That I know where it is, hell and the lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's repeat Isaiah 45
verse 11.
Isaiah sura ya 5 n'olunyiriri olw'11.
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 11.
Bwatyo bw'ayogera Mukama omutukuvu wa Isirayiri era omukozi we. Timumbuuze ebigambo ebigenda okujja. Eby'abatabani bange n'eby'omulimu gw'engalo zange mundagire.
Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. Yes.
What wa yogera Mukama Katonda.
Yes, the Lord God.
Mumbuze kubigendo okujja.
Ask me of things to come.
Ebikwataganisa ddiri yange.
Concerning my sons.
N'ebyemirimu gy'emikono gyange.
And the works of my hands.
Wakugamba mbuze ebigendo okujja.
Ask me the things to come.
Kitegeeza n'ebyaliwo.
It means even those which were.
Osobola obimubuuza.
You can ask them.
Omuntu agamba nti mbuze ebigendo
okujja. Ask me things to come.
Abakugambye n'ebyaliwo bimbuuze.
Things which were there, ask them.
N'ebiriwo mbuuza.
And those which are there, ask them.
N'ebigendo okujja.
Even those going to come.
Mubuuze.
You ask him.
Naye.
But
wandi musanze okumubuza.
Where would you have found him to ask him? Yes.
Wandi musanze
wa. Where would you have found him?
Obuze Katonda.
That you ask this God.
Kubanga bwayogera mu Yobu 23.
When he speaks Job 23.
Yolisoka n'olwokubi.
Verse 1 and 2.
Ayogeranga agamba bwati.
He speaks saying like this.
Omwoyo mutukufu ayogeranga agamba.
The Holy Spirit speak as he says.
Yobu esule ya 23 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Job chapter 23 verse 1.
Awo Yobu naddamu n'ayogera anti.
And Job answered and said.
Olunya olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Nereero okwemulugunya kwange kujeemu. Okubibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito.
Even today is my complaint bitter. My hand is heavy in spite of my groaning.
Olunya olw'okusatu.
Verse 3.
Singa mmanyi gye nnyinza okumulabira. Singa nyinza okutuuka n'awali entebe ye.
Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat.
Olinyo lw'okuna.
Verse 4.
Nandirinaanyiza ensonga yange mu maaso ge, ne njuza akamwa kange ensonga.
I would have ordered my cause before him, and filled my mouth with arguments.
Olinyo lw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
Nandimanye ebigambo bye yandinzizeemu. Nentegera byandingambye.
I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Yes.
Say,
if I knew where he sits, the place of your seat where it is, every complaint I would have ordered it very well. And I go speak it to him.
Era
nandirinze
kulaba kyandizizeemu.
See what he answers me.
Na ye.
But
ali muguru.
He's in heaven.
Kitaffe yennyini.
The Father himself.
Efeso nya mukaga egamba.
Ephesians 4:6 says.
Ali eri waguru eguli yonna.
He's right above all the heavens.
Ukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atude muguru eri okusa.
He sits in the third heaven.
Okufuga eguli yonna n'ensi.
To rule over heavens and earth.
Ngaba kolise chokubiri 12 bwegamba.
As 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says.
Yushoka pakuru kusa.
Verse 1 to 3.
Ni Mathayo sura 28.
And Matthew 28.
18 paka.
Verse 18 to 20.
Ate iyo moyo omutukufu.
And him the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yaka kunsi.
Yes, he came on this earth.
Biko atume sura ya 2.
Acts chapter 2.
Yushoka pakuru kuna.
Verse 1 to 4. But in his coming down,
Muzaburi ya chikumi ya satu mwenda,
in Psalms 139,
Uromu sambako
reko, verse 7 to 10,
Abuna ona,
spreads everywhere.
Echo kulala,
the other,
kana vikiriria wabata mumanyi,
never appear to those who do not know him,
ukujia kaba mumanyi,
except those who know him.
Usinira mu Yokana,
according to John,
Esule ye 14,
chapter 14,
14,
verse 17,
And
again,
ye yajja kunse yandibadde atubuulira.
One who would have come on the earth to tell you.
Bwe twandibuuzizza ku lwa Katonda.
One would have asked on behalf of God.
Kubanga agamba.
Because he said,
"Tumoyo bwalijja,
when the Spirit will come,
alibalungamya mazima
gonna. He will guide you in all truth.
Nababuulira n'ebigendo okujja.
He will tell you things to come.
Ye yandikikoze.
One would have done it.
Nimunite tumulaba.
But we don't see him.
Olengera awo.
Have you seen there? John chapter 16.
Yohana sura ya 10 na mukaga, nuru nyiriri ole 13.
John chapter 16.
Yohana sura ya 10 na mukaga, nuru nyiriri ole 12.
John chapter 16, verse 12.
Nchali na binjo kubabulira, nete muyinza kubigumikiriza kakano.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13.
Nebo alijoyo omoyo wa mazima. Anabalungamyanga mazima gonna. Kubanga tayogerenga kububwe yekka. Neyo nali anawuliranga byanayogeranga. Ya anababuliranga ebigendo okujja.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Yes.
Many
things our Lord Jesus would have told us. But at times we have nowhere to put them.
But he
promised when the Spirit will come,
he will
guide you into all truth.
And
he will tell you things to come. Those the Father spoke of, that concerning my sons, the works of my hands, on the things to come,
Mumbuzi,
you ask me.
Wanokusi,
right here on the earth,
wababaka,
there are ambassadors.
Bano,
these ambassadors,
and
they say they have a great relation with the Holy Spirit. And these ambassadors, ambassadors of God, they
said
they've been committed to the word of reconciliation, to answer on behalf of God, and
they've
not lied on his behalf. And have not done what? All you say to be ambassadors of God in the entire world, those called the servants of God, if whether you are in religions or in the different beliefs or in this salvation, maybe, together with those, right out in the sorcerers, what do they think? They are ambassadors of God. But those are ambassadors of Lucifer. Ambassadors of Satan, whom they do not know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These questions come from these ambassadors.
Those
say to be servants of God. Because when you are in Uganda, and there
are
things you want to ask about America, where you cannot reach immediately, there is an American embassy within Uganda. You go to those ambassadors, and you ask them. Now, if it's the God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, they say we ask them. We don't know where to find them. We've understood they're in heaven,
and
that the Spirit spread everywhere. Their ambassadors say to be their ambassadors.
They're
ones we need to ask these. concerning God and his creations. Or we ask them, where did God come from? Who begot him? And if he was begotten, who begot God and he came from where?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 up to 19, he says this. Ambassadors to be asked.
2 Corinthians
chapter 5, verse
17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Verse 18.
And all things are come of God. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Yes. Ambassador, they say, they first reconciled with God. And they are given reconcile others with God. The person they reconcile, they have arguments, contentions, the questions. They don't agree. Disagreements. Yes. Now people, children of God and the people, and the children of Lucifer, they say be children of Satan. Those stole, those who worship demons. All those have a problem with God who created heaven and earth. And they have contentions on his existence. They have contention on the things he created. Contentions have brought many questions, even disagreements. These ambassadors we are committed to reconcile. And they say they have the word of God upon everything which is asked to answer. Yes. Listen, verse
19.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse
19.
That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Yes. That God was in Christ, reconciling with the world. Yes. These ambassadors committed to them word of reconciliation. Now the chief reconciler, our Lord Jesus Christ, reconciled between us and God on things we murmured, those we asked, those we didn't have any agreement. He was asked as the chief reconciler. And they asked him, but why Moses? Yes. Why did Moses tell us write a letter of chasing the women? Yes. Matthew 19, the verse 3. The chief reconciler, they asked him, what they have not agreed upon with God. Perhaps even his initial ministers. Have you seen what I tell you?
Matthew chapter
19, verse
3.
The Pharisees also came unto him, testing him and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Yes. Reconcilable. We have a disagreement with God. Servant is sent us before Moses. And in this disagreement, we have a complaint. After we complain, we want to ask why. Yes. Why? Now me, I wonder if you say that you are an ambassador of Christ, you don't accept to be asked. Now the people, how will you reconcile them with God?
Well,
there is a disagreement between people and God. In this disagreement, there are murmurings involved on things concerning him, that's as God and his creations. In this disagreement, where there come questions, why have you left Satan when it is you created him? Yes. Yes. If you don't have a relation with him, why don't you kill him? Except you have a relationship that you trouble with the mankind. And you, the Lord God Omnipotent, how dare you tell us we cast demons?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you chase them yourself? Yes.
Because
we work together with you. The one who reconciles, he answers that. Why did you leave Satan there? I love those who love me. Those who diligently seek me will find. I left him to prove who indeed loved me among you.
Hallelujah.
If you'll ask that, I will answer it. I was bringing an example. Because again, to prove that indeed a woman loves you, or that man, yes. These other men try to persuade, they are there, right there. Yes. Even they can persuade, but to prove, this one is one who loves me.
See,
persuade her, go on her, their side, she refused.
When
you come ask that, I will answer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I've told you like this, that the chief ambassador of God the Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, these ones, they are asked, as you've heard, Matthew 19 verse 3. Let us repeat that you hear. Matthew chapter 19 verse 3. The Pharisees also came unto him, testing him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Yes. They have to ask him. You are the ambassador of God. Answer us. Yes. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse
20.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, Although God did beseech you by us, we pray you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Yes. These are ambassadors of God. Sure. These are servants of God. We have to ask them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You
know, leave these things of religion.
The
words you've had, they are holy. They have ended there. Don't take them elsewhere. And you thank the Lord. And let me tell you something. When we were sent to make all nations disciples, there is no one who can become a disciple when they do not ask. It's not there. That is why that was phased out. If you want to be a disciple, ask. If you want to be a follower, do not ask. If you want to become a disciple of God, ask. But if you want to keep following just a follower, do not ask. You know, in the world these days, you are followers. I'm not sure that you will reach in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
In Matthew 28, verse 18 to 19. Matthew chapter 28, verse
18.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Verse
19.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Verse 20.
Era laba zendi wa munamwe enaku zonna okutusa emirembe gino lwegiriggwawo.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Yes.
Omanyi guno mulimu omukuru.
You know, this is the great commission, which was given us as servants of God and as ambassadors of God on the earth, to make all nations disciples. We teach them all he commanded, as they are in the book of the Lord, the Holy Bible. But you can't not make people disciples when they do not ask. How can you know things they have understood and what they have not understood?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all are servants of God and as ambassadors of God. Ambassadors of the Holy Spirit. Ambassadors of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ambassadors of our Father in heaven. We must be asked and we answer. Because we've been committed to the words to answer. And we say, we have a great relation with God. And we make one by one to become a disciple. To become a teacher. Moving from the disciples. Yes. Yes. That's work. It's to get these disciples that they become teachers, all of them. Yes. And them too can teach others. On the level of mere disciples, they cannot go teach others. But if they move from level of disciples, they can become teachers. As they move, teach others.
There
would have been much knowledge in the entire world.
Past 2023 years,
since the Lord Jesus committed to us this work of making all nations disciples.
Within
disciples, we get those who teach again, who move to teach others. But people who cannot ask, indeed, how can they become disciples? How can they become teachers? Even schools in the world, still those who kept asking among the students, those who asked much, the ones who passed, and they are ones who can teach others, and them too they are asked.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Timothy 2:2, he says like this. 2 Timothy 2:1,
kale gwe mwana wange, Beranga wa amanyi mu kiseera kiri mu Kristo Yesu.
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in the Christ Jesus. Verse 2.
Era bye wawuliranga gyendi mu bajulirwa abangi, ebyo biteresenga abantu abeesigwa, era balisaanira okuyigiriza n'abalala.
And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Yes.
Commit
them to many other disciples, that they become teachers, and they teach many.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right away we sent for you to ask. Because if our Lord Jesus himself, when
you
read the New Testament, there are many questions they asked him. And he was asked. But this is the generation where you are just following the great work, the main commission of making all nations disciples. It was forsaken. We are making people to be followers, whether they know what we do or not, whether they understood or not.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abagoberezi bachi banji nyo nyo.
There are many followers.
Osingana
find a born again, spend 10 years, 20. In heaven, you're going to be in which body? Me, I am going to heaven. And they don't know flesh and blood.
They
don't inherit the kingdom of heaven. Don't know whether they're going to be married or getting married.
They don't
know how they're going to be there, but they are a follower. All the followers, they get lost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as I have told you, that those committed to reconcile people with God, ambassadors of God, they are first given the word of reconciliation. The word of God, that they have filled it in themselves very well. And they have topped up very well. That's why when we read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, he has said like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Yes. Has to commit to them the word. The word of reconciliation. That they will not come with their words. They reconcile people with God. Not. They must have filled the word of reconciliation.
That
questions which these people have, their murmuring, and their questions, they be answered with the word of God. Not with the stories that me I've been thinking,
but
the chief reconciler, when he was asked, can we chase a woman for any reason?
He
told them, haven't you read in the Genesis?
There
you created them. When they asked him, he did answer what he wants.
You know,
want to first answer you when you've not known how I meant to answer you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go back to Matthew, see the chief reconciler between we and the Father in heaven. How he answered. Matthew chapter 19, verse 3.
Abafarisayo ne bajja gyali ne bamukema nga bagamba nti omuntu ayinza okugoba mukazi we okumulanga buli kigambo.
The Pharisees also came unto him, testing him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Verse
4.
And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? Verse
5.
And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. Verse 6. Therefore, they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put us under. Yes.
Is it
not here in Genesis?
The
Son has been committed to the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, and he answered.
See,
read in the beginning, the Genesis chapter 2, the verse 18, up to 24, created them like this and that. This one is a reconciler. Reconciled us with God. We had murmurings. We had disagreements and the murmurings and questions on God and of his sons and the works of his hands. There are discretions in heaven and earth.
This
indeed is a reconciler. You know a reconciler. You have to declare to people the words of God, not your words. Yes.
You
don't answer as you want when they ask you. For you, we expect you that you already sat in the council of God's words. You perceived them. You marked them very well. And you come to proclaim them, the words of God to us. According to Jeremiah 23, verse 18 and 22. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 18.
Kubanga ni yali atudde mukama wateseze bigambo ategere awulire kigambo kye ani yali yetegereze kigambo kyange nachuulira.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his words? Who has marked his word and heard it? Verse 22.
Naye singa batula mukutesa kwange kale bandi uliza abantu bange bigambo byange.
But if they had stood in the castle and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. If they sat and they are indeed ambassadors of God, and they sat there, and they
are
going to be my ambassadors, but my words, they are like this and that. And they are written there like this and that. Now go declare them to my people, my words, make them live their evil way,
and
evil doings they have been doing.
It
means do evil works. They have questions, they say. What I want is not what I do. I want to do good, but I do the wrong. What is on me? That Satan is tempting you. Who created him? That God. Why did he create him and he tempts us? Did he create him a tempter? Ezekiel 28, the verse 11, he was an anointed cherubim, sealed in righteousness, until righteousness appeared in him. According to James 1, he conceived the pregnancy of sin. It began in lust, lusting became a conception of sin. He passed the sin of lying. You explain. And you get from the words of God. For any ambassador of God, not allowed to speak what they want them.
That's
because those who ask do not know. You come give them as you want. For in Isaiah 58, verse
13,
he was told like this, the ambassador of God. Isaiah chapter 58, verse
13. Sabiti nojiite sanyo, olunaku lwa Mukama olutukuvu olw'ekitiibwa. Noji sanga mwechitiwa, ngatoku watamakubo gogwe. Songa tono nyavyo ya gala gwe. Erenga tayogira vigambo vyo gwe.
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on the holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, not speaking your own words. Yes. You should not speak your own words which you want. Them the children of God. The born again of God. And the people of God. Maybe those thought to be children of Satan. As darkness of lies catch them from there. They ask. And they don't know how the answers can be. Yes.
And
him
goes
say, you as an ambassador, you should not speak your words to answer them.
Well,
it's bad to lie on behalf of God. And speaking Job, but can man lie on behalf of God? Man lie on behalf of God?
So
party of light to the people. One day they'll unclothe these bodies. Their spirits will meet God. And you answered wrong things to them.
what
you told them has never been there. My God. Read me Job, we see.
Job chapter 13 and
verse
7.
Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him? Verse
8.
Will you accept his person? Will you contend for God? Verse
9.
Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one man mocks another, do you so mock him? Yes. Can you deceive on behalf of God?
There are
many ambassadors, they say. The ambassadors of God, servants of God,
in
religions, in different beliefs, even in this salvation. And they deceive you of things which are not in heaven. They deceive you things of God. And
there
are those who go in counseling, they ask pastors. And they get angered, even quarrel. You ask me like that, is it you anointed me? And because you became an ambassador of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But God says in Isaiah
48,
they speak of him but not in truth and not in righteousness. Many deceive on behalf of God.
And
many, when they ask him on the issues of God and Satan, and they begin to lie. When you will ask that question, I will answer. All questions you ask in the midst between God and Satan, them two, I'll answer them by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Now today I may not answer much,
but
I wanted you much to know that you have to ask.
If
you ask ambassadors of God,
don't
say to be servants of God. And when you ask
them,
I wanted you most to know how they should answer you. Lest they deceive you. Let us read, we see. Isaiah 48. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 1. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Yes.
You
may speak of him as you deceive the people. Ask our religious leaders. Does God have a body or not? God is a naked spirit. That's the body. He's a mere spirit. You tell them how
did
he create us in his image and likeness when we have bodies and he does not have. Yes, they would have said, according to Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21,
he's
in the glorious heavenly body. But this is a mere spirit. And this is a big-eyed God. Big-eyed. Ask them first. God is big-eyed. God, we have two eyes.
Even,
we have two eyes. He has one big eye. That God is a trinity. That's one God with three heads.
Yes,
image, we have one head.
abantu balimbira ani omuntu agenda kulimbira ani?
Man will deceive on behalf of God.
Ati banja bamulimbira yo bimutabadde mmanyi kwati mmanyi munakwanukulu.
You don't know how you're meant to be answered.
Oroza ne kibadde kirungi nga sina yanukula tusoke tumanyi bwe twa bwe banukula.
Don't you think speed good before you answer, we know how they answer.
Because
these ambassadors of God, nothing to think of them beyond scriptures.
That
they are going to speak things beyond the scriptures. Yes.
First Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Na yebyo abooluganda ndigiredde kunze ne Apollo ku lwammwe. Mulyoke muyigire kuffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa. Omuntu yenna alimu okwegulumiza olw'omu okusinga omulala.
And if in, brethren, I have a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn. That you may learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, and that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Yes. You don't think of any person beyond the scriptures. No one should answer us when they go beyond the scriptures.
Or
to tell us that now there, me have been thinking. What do you think? Because we are there when God took counsel. You were there as created both, and then you tell us you've been thinking. But when we ask you that I died and was taken in hell, I reached on the reception and Satan is the one there.
Reception
the reception of hell. And does one give punishment there?
We said,
no, this is injustice. How come that the chief robber, the chief murderer, the chief immoral person, does one give punishments?
Of
the rest he taught to sin? When even his demons, as they say, those entice people commit immorality. And in hell, they are the ones which punish people there. How cometh the elder son teaching the young to steal? Father, you get the elder who taught the young to steal, that they punish the young.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I say in the
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse
6,
don't think of any person beyond scriptures. And if we are to inspire in reconciling people with God, the midst of their questions, the murmurings and their questions,
I
have to go back to the inspiration of God. The word of reconciliation. They are the holy scriptures. So every minister has to know them right from when you get saved.
You
have to become a disciple.
You quite
reach a level of the teacher. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 15 up to 17.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'15.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
Era ng'okuva mu buto wamanyanga ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu ebiyinza okugeziwaza okuyingira mu bulokovu olw'okukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu.
In that from a child you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. If you want to become wise, going to answer all questions both asked by children of God, the people of God, and those sought to be children of Satan, must have known scriptures that can make you wise. This is the word reconciliation given you. And he said, let's read verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
Buli ekyawandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwa Katonda. Era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga, olw'okunenyanga, olw'okutereezanga, olw'okubuulira okuli mu butuukirivu.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes. Say that the scriptures have the inspiration of God. You have a disagreement with him. How is he going to inspire you and reconcile with him? For in this disagreement, there are murmurings involved. There are questions. He wants to guide you. My inspiration is in the scriptures. I want to teach you that thing. I want to rebuke you, you've been handling it like this. And I want to correct you that it is like this. And I want to talk to you in its righteousness. Yes.
And
right now you appear perfect.
And
you two go on the same work. Let's read verse 17.
2
Timothy chapter 3 verse 17.
Omuntu wa Katonda alemenga okubulwa kyonna kyonna ng'alina ddala byonna olwa buli mulimu omulungi.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes.
That
man of God will appear perfect for every good work. Out the aspect, you know everything what to answer. Because the inspiration of God is within you. You're not going to lie on his behalf. Yes. You cannot lie on his behalf.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You cannot lie on his behalf. Now remember, we as ambassadors, we are sent to break contentions. Yes. Arguments. Everything lifts itself above the knowledge of God. Yes. And to uproot every contention and arguments. Let's read in the Corinthians you hear.
2
Corinthians chapter 10 verse
5. Era nga tujeemula buli kirowoozo okuwulira Kristo.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yes. We have arguments like of apostle. Yes. Not arguments over sin. Arguments you exalt yourself in the knowledge of God. We have to capture those your wrong thoughts.
Which think
that Jesus has a relation with Satan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why we are not easy to rebuke. Yes. How do you come to rebuke me? I will ask you scriptures prove that I made a mistake. For the one which rebuke, it's not you cannot rebuke me as you. Me too, I can't rebuke you as me. Say the scriptures say you do this, why do the other?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My
vow to break arguments. The children of God. People of God asking those questions. Them, they have arguments in the hearts. Others ask not by arguments. My friend is like, why are things like that? Even others have arguments.
You have
ready with the scriptures having inspiration of God. And then you break their contention arguments. Let us repeat this verse from verse 4.
Abakolise ekyokubiri esuule y'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
Kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri naye by'amaanyi eri Katonda olw'okumenya ebigo.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5.
Nga tumenya empaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu ekikulumbazibwa okulala n'okumanya kwa Katonda.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Verse
6.
And having a readiness to punish all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. Yes. After breaking arguments,
and
you calm down to the people, they obey the Lord. What did you say? You see that Herod cast down many arguments. Now it is carrying a lot of knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we've
also to breaking arguments. Because some ask questions. Because of arguments. Even others. Because of murmurings in them. Others, and they want to be answered.
They
be proven towards their God. Now all that system set and beat it. It means the entire world.
It's
filled of many questions. Concerning God and His creations. But they have nowhere to run that they can ask. And those were meant to answer. They too don't know how they can answer. And there is a lot of lies
which
brought dissatisfactions in the children of God
on
the issues of God and His creations. But he says, be able to take away those arguments. That's why the word of God has come to them line by line. To catch all those with arguments. To calm them down. According to Isaiah 28, verse 13. Isaiah chapter 28, verse
13.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken.
Whoever
prayers contain arguments. If they are commandments of God, bring them from the Bible, 2:4 and above.
On
that issue spoken of.
Of
arguments of not eating pork. Should it be eaten or not? What does God say? Why before did he say we don't eat? That because he's unclean unto you, but not to him.
His
creations, he saw all they are good. If you ask, I'll come biblically we ask. We are
going to
be having a moment like this all the time to the coming back of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we have the answering of questions. whether on our radios and televisions, those appear in the name of Focus of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For
this is the way of God I came by. You had many questions. Till most of you had no more questions to ask. And you have to read 2, 4 and above verses in answering. There a little. Get from all the New Testaments. That was given you, or we the ambassadors of God, servants of God in the world. But many of you do not have it. That's why you cannot ask, allow people ask questions. And the world is filled of many questions concerning their gods and his creations in the heavens and the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
you had the answering like that. You must uproot whatever God never planted and everything he never built. And to prove we plant his words.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is another landscape we shall see ahead. That it is not us who answer as ambassadors, but the spirits. Whom we have to connect with path through the scriptures. I'm sure not many of you have connected with the Holy Spirit. I speak, you said, the ambassadors of God in the world, the servants of God. We say when they will take you, and through the rulers and the leaders, and they ask you, don't be worried of what to answer.
For it,
you will be given what to answer.
For
it's not you who will be answering, but the Spirit.
But now,
ambassador is there, we have to connect with one who feels in us the Holy Scriptures.
He's
one who speaks with us, and we have something to answer. That aspect too is there. Have a speed which can answer those who ask. You must connect straight with the Holy Spirit. Let's read in the Matthew we see. But that is another heading. Matthew 10, verse
17.
But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Verse
18.
And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for testimony against them and the Gentiles.
Verse 19.
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Verse 20. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks through you. That is the chief ambassador who is right now there, leading all us the ambassadors of God on the earth, the servants of God on the earth. We have to connect with him. But he first feed you scriptures. But the word it tells us their spirits. But when he say you say John 10:10, you don't know what it say. Huh. That is another aspect. That's why in Acts they say, and there appeared five religions, and they argued with Stephen, and they were not able to stand the spirit and wisdom by which he spoke.
Yes.
That aspect, think about it. First be level on our scriptures. Go to a level of connect with the Holy Spirit
straight.
As the others ask, he's updating the answers.
There's
this and this and the other answer. Give them this. These ones reserve
them.
When they bring a judgment, send this one also.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why those who have ever asked me. They asked. The spirit of the answers. You are straight connected with the Holy Spirit. Let's end with that scripture.
Ebikolo by'abatume isura y'omukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Acts chapter 6 in the verse 9.
Naye ne bayimuka abantu abamu ab'ekkuŋŋaana eriyitibwa ery'Abalibetino, n'ery'Abakuleene, n'ery'Abalekizandriya, n'ery'Abakirukiya, n'ery'Abasiya, nga bawakana ne Suteefano.
Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and the Cyrenians, and the Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia, and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. Verse 10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. The wisdom that's in the word was filled the wisdom in the word with the spirit by which he spoke. And he says, speak like one with authority. Those who move level from being disciples and they become teachers. And there rose five religions: Catholics, Protestants, Orthodox, Muslims, Adventists. They dispute against salvation.
He
spoke with wisdom in the world. It is written here. What is written even here? You say what you? It's written there and there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what work can you make to joke?
There is that aspect we shall see. That you have to connect with the Holy Spirit. Want to write in you the scriptures. And
it's
the one to remind them to you. Have you understood the answering? Don't go out, you ask someone, puts you in things. Tell them, give me 2, 4 and above verses. Answer me as I hear. What surprise most? One of God. He has the words of God. When the answer as the scriptures
are,
the arguments end. Except they are not of God. And you became one of Lucifer.
You
became that of Satan. But if you are indeed of God, answer as is what are.
And
as the thoughts of God both far high from those of mine. It is so easy to hear and you believe. Because when you came to me, you asked.
I answered you
as the guidance of God in the Holy Scriptures. And you humbled. You rejoiced and you rested.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us answer some few questions. Apostle Stranger asked the question. Stranger on this earth. He said the four faces of a man on the four living creatures
era ezri omagari gaba kerubi.
Are they same in the wheels of the cherubim?
Ongeri yemu.
In the same appearance?
Neda, ebyo twabya anukura juzi.
First we answered them recently.
Wanga twakwasaganya Ezekiel sura esoka.
We connected Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10. And Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 14. We saw
Ezekiel
1 verse 10.
There
are four heads of man on the four living creature. But still the same four heads. They are there in the wheels of the cherubim. We understood that. Let me hope that we answered it.
You read
Ezekiel 1 verse 10. And Ezekiel 10 verse 14. You compare the heads in the four heads of a man on the four living creatures. The second heaven at creation. Rim above. And you compare Ezekiel 10 verse 14. The four heads of the man. The wheels of the cherubim. The first created heaven. Rim above. He asked again. In the head of face of a man. Where the great species of the Africans and Australians. Are they the same also in the wheels of the cherubim? Yes. I think things of the heads, you understood them well. One who is not connected to them well, connect Ezekiel 1 verse 10 and Ezekiel 10 verse 14. Because of time, we cannot go read there. Another question. Shall we conclude that the head of a cherubim on the wheel of their wheels spirits gotten from four heads of the calf they are received in the wheels in that head of a cherub? What he meant? Spirits gotten from four heads of the calf on the four living creature. They are spirits of the fish and the plants. Are they once put in head of the cherub? In the foreheads of the cherub, those in the wheels of the cherubims. That is how it is.
We
are going to get explained more of it tomorrow. Why spirits of trees are gotten from there? They are where the trees called the olive trees. We are called the olive anointing. But those we shall be answering them tomorrow. Because tomorrow we are going to be seeing
family,
the 14 families of the fish
family,
and 14 families of plants gotten from four heads of the calf, which are on four living creatures, second heaven at creation. The rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tujia kuwa tumanya wawe bintu binji.
So we shall not write there many things.
Sungarwachi butuzi
reiro. It's the reason when we came today.
We
saw the way we answer questions. Preparing for Monday. That week too, we are going to be here. We shall rest the next week. He asked the second question. The third.
You
say that before Lucifer, the third cherubim fell. Before Lucifer, the third cherubim fell. Where spirits of creation of mankind passed through the head which were in his wheels.
Wanji, echo guchano kurote atuda.
How do you answer that? You who sits there.
Mkuwa nukurambo angu dada.
In answering you, Bana kuza mrubelebele sura ya kusa. I have to take you back Genesis chapter 3.
Nurisoka pakoromu.
Verse 1-6.
Kuvanga stani ya kuanga Adam na Eve abo kabe bakabe.
Satan fell when Adam and Eve were the ones who had existed so far.
Wari wa miyoja itamuye.
There were no spirits which passed through him.
Magari ya.
In the heads which were in his wheels. There were no other humans at the same at that time.
So
I passed you in the brief summary of it. No spirits passed through there. For he is the third
cherub.
The spirit of Adam and Eve. The spirit of Adam passed the first cherub. Passed the second cherub. Which other spirit passed through which head?
There
is no third there which would have passed through the third cherub. Don't read time has left us. That is very easy. You read Genesis 3, you know. They deceived Adam and Eve. There were no other spirits which had been released before the fall of Satan. And these were two spirits. The chance was there.
In the forehead
of man in the first cherub. To get chance which released Adam.
And
the poets in the second cherub
of man,
they got chance to release Eve.
The other poets,
this third cherub Lucifer, Satan, they didn't release for
this one.
Any third person had to be created there. You read Genesis 3, verse 1-6. If you even finish it, still the fight
say,
we pit inimity between the offsprings of Eve. And they had not existed already.
And we
don't hear the third being given punishments.
We see Adam,
you eat from sweat.
Eve,
you'll bath through pain. You serpent, to receive this Satan,
you
eat dust, they crush your head. That is finished. Because of time, you shall handle other questions the next time. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for hearing. Thank you, read with us the Bible, writing, believing, and be ready put in action, and to spread teach many in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.